when you look at the controversy about congressional redistricting in Florida, you can also look at our state districts and the way they're drawn. And this district in particular is a very conservative and a very Republican district that has parts of Avondale, Ortega, and then goes all the way out to the west side. So it has a diverse group of people within a conservative box, if you will. And really, these two candidates are trying to figure out or try to argue who's the most conservative right. in this conservative race.
Mm-hmm. Can you briefly describe the two of them for us?
Jay Fant is a longtime resident of Jacksonville, and his family's from a banking family. And when Jay Fant took over the First Guaranty Bank, and I believe it was 2003, he then ran into the recession later in the decade. And that bank was eventually taken over by another bank, encouraged by the federal government because it had some problems. And so that's become a big issue in the campaign. The Renner campaign, led by Paul Renner, who has a diverse career. He was in the military. He was an assistant state attorney down in South Florida. And he is now an attorney here in Jacksonville. And it's a little bit of a surprise because traditionally what happens in one of these district races when one comes open is you have one well-established candidate that everybody gets behind, and they're really not that competitive usually. This one's a very competitive one. Mm-hmm. The Fant name is an important name, but then Renner came in a little bit later, and he has really come on strong and made this into a real toss-up going into Election Day because he's gotten the support of the Chamber of Commerce. He's gotten support of a number of different interests, some medical interests, for example. The Fant campaign is really focused on the conservative part of this district and has almost run a Tea Party campaign, kind of appealing to the Tea Party supporters. And so I don't think this was planned, but in some ways it's turned into a Chamber of Commerce versus Tea Party, which is a
interesting
which is a race that or which is a conflict that's happening all around the country. But that this is our little microcosm right here. And there's plenty of money on both sides. And so that's why some of your listeners are seeing a lot of campaign ads.